And good morning and welcome everyone to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. Championship Saturday. Lakeville North. We start today's session with AAA Wrestleback quarterfinals. The winners of these matches will guarantee themselves a spot on the podium later on tonight. Among the AAA individuals, we've got Little Falls' Logan Capon coming up. And Logan is going to be taking on a returning state champion, Wade Sullivan of Lakeville North. Sullivan in one of the marquee matchups yesterday, a pair of state champs going head-to-head in the same weight class. And it was Sullivan being defeated by Mitchell McKee of St. Michael Albertville. So that drops Sullivan down into the wrestleback round. And Logan Capon, he advanced with a 3-2 consolation win over Lee Schmalz out of Mound, West Tonka. That was last night as well. So that's the AAA individual. We have Zach Scott of Holdingford coming up. He's at 132 in Class A. That is the only Class A individual. And then we've got four semifinals today. Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala. Nathan Brinker, Holdingford. Kroll at 160. Brinker, 195. And then the two pioneers of Piers, Brandon Ortman at 120. Colton Eichens at 152. So we're awaiting the match for Logan Capon as his opponent, Wade Sullivan. So that'll be a tough one. And now Capon out there on the mat. So here we go. Underway. Logan. They put him on mat 7. And there's Sullivan driving in for the takedown, and he's up early now. It's 3-0. 3-0. Logan wearing purple and Sullivan in gray. He breaks Logan down. We're in the second period early. AAA, then A, and then AA will be the order of consolation quarterfinals. Now Logan up to his feet. Did not free the hands, though, as Sullivan takes him out of bounds. Flyer sent three individuals down here, and I talked with assistant Simon Waltman before the match today, and I asked him how Axel Lang was. Axel unfortunately had to injury default last night when in a scramble in his 152-pound wrestleback match, he ended up banging his head on the mat. Trainer came out, and you know how they go through concussion protocol now, asking all the pertinent questions, and Trainer didn't get the answer she liked, and so Axel had to injury default out, and Coach Waltman frankly said he talked to Axel this morning, said Axel didn't really recall a whole lot about what happened in that match, so probably a wise decision. He said he's okay today, but the memory was a little foggy. So Capon trying to roll to his left side, trying to tilt him there, is Sullivan. Wade Sullivan. He is a sophomore. Won a state title as a freshman last year for the Panthers. 15 seconds left, second period, still 2-0 Sullivan. Or excuse me, yeah, 3-0 Sullivan. There's a roll by Capon. He tries to Gramby him. Here comes a switch. And he got up and out. He didn't reverse them, but he did escape. So it's 3-1 as Logan able to score late in the period. And there's the end of the second. So Logan Capon will choose down here. He's got 2 minutes left to get to the podium. He needs a reverse or an escape and takedown. The restart and in on the deep waist ride. Now hooking the leg is Lakeville North, Wade Sullivan. bumping him forward on the mat. They're on the blue mat 7, which it looks like is the Trinity School at River Ridge mat. Pierce has mat 4 here. It'll be coming north to Pierce. Minute 33 to go.
Pick up your All-State certificates today.
Right now it's just Sullivan riding hard here. Now he's got both legs thrown in on Capon. Capon bracing himself up, arms spread wide out on the mat. Now here comes Logan, and he's up for an escape. Now a takedown puts him ahead. Logan Capon, a couple of escapes to get within a point at 3-2 of a returning state champ. Logan has a minute 8, so a lot of time left. They're on their feet. There's a shot by Sullivan, blocked by Logan Capon. And Logan tries a fireman's. He's in on a bear hug. And now a fireman's attempt by Sullivan is blocked by Logan. They're near the edge, and they'll step out with 50 seconds. We got a good one here between Logan Capon of Little Falls, Wade Sullivan, Lakeville North. 3-2 Sullivan with 45 seconds left. Sullivan slapping hands. Now there's an ankle pick try by Sullivan, kind of giving him a little forearm, flipped him over, and he'll get 2 on the takedown. 5-2 now. Now that good riding capability of Sullivan might really come into play. It's going to be a struggle now for Logan. Chopping at the left elbow. Here's a roll try trying to Gramby. Logan's got the leg hooked up. He's got to reach back. Running out of time. 12 seconds. Sullivan just pressing down on the back. Now Logan's on his feet, but he's going to run out of time, but he gives it a heck of a battle. Logan Capon will lose 5-2 to Wade Sullivan of Lakeville North. So that ends the run here at the state tournament for Little Falls' Logan Capon, but he gave it a heck of a battle. He was down 3-2. He went in on an ankle. And he almost had it. He was that close with about 30 seconds. Heck of an effort by Logan Capon of the Little Falls Flyers. Congratulations on your showing, Logan, a senior wrestling his final match as a high schooler. So that is the way the day starts. We'll come back. We'll take a look at what's ahead. We've got Class A coming up. Zach Scott will try and return to the podium. It's state wrestling from the XL Energy Center on a championship Saturday on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline.
The Pierce Pioneer
Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
And we should mention that the Pierce Pioneer boys basketball team is in action. That is this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Collegeville, campus of St. John's University, Section 6AA North. Semifinals, fourth-seeded Pierce, number one-seeded Sauk Center go at it at 1 o'clock today. So we just had our AAA consolation quarterfinal with Wade Sullivan of Lakeville North winning 5-2 over Little Falls' Logan Capod. Logan finishes his senior year a record of 28-18. He will not place. He falls just one spot short of that. The winners of these quarterfinals this morning will get on the podium tonight. Now let's take a look. Class A coming up in Section 7. This is what is still going for our individuals. At 106, you've got Andrew Nissen of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena in the semis. Third-ranked Nissen takes on number one, Ethan Cota out of Kenyon Wanamingo. At 113 pounds, Section 7 has been eliminated. At 120, we've got Brandon Ortman of the Pioneers. Brandon, unranked in the semis, he will face number four, Tanner Reitz out of Frazee. It'll be the second meeting this weekend between those two individuals in the team competition. Here Thursday, it was Reitz decisioning Ortman 8-2. In the team. So Brandon will try and turn that around here and get to the championship, which is tonight at 7. Third and fifth place matches come up at 4:30 today. The other half of the bracket for the 120 pounders, number three, Michael Suda of Pipestone area against number seven, Brandon Laborde. He's ranked 7th out of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. At 126, there are no Section 7 kids still alive. But you look at that 126, and that will be an interesting bracket, because there you've got number one ranked Cameron Sikora, a four-time state champ from Border West, looking to become a rare five-time champ. There are two kids in this tournament that could move into that rarefied air, Mark Hall, Apple Valley, and Cameron Sikora. But possibly standing in his way in the other half of the bracket, a two-time champ in his own right, Austin Anderley, Lesur Henderson. They possibly could meet in the finals.
No wrestling, not bad. Number five at 182.
In the 132-pound class, we'll have Zach Scott of Holdingford, ranked fifth, taking on Joe Fishnick. Fishnick is the number six-ranked wrestler out of 132-pounders. And he hails from Wyndham Mountain Lake. There you've got Louis Sanders trying to become a four-time champ from Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Blaine Cheetah Kimball is in the other half of the semifinals. Sanders gets Grant Jepson of Frazee. Blaine Cheetah will face Jake Mant of Chatfield. At 140 pounds, 138.
Now wrestling on mat number one.
There are no Section 7 kids alive.
Apple Valley, Dustin New, Alexandria.
At 145, Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs area is in action. He's ranked fourth. He will face fifth-ranked Austin Skillings. Frazee consolation round this morning. At 152. You've got Piers' Colton Ishans in the semis. Ranked number one undefeated, 41-0. Actually, he's 43-0. His win yesterday over Derek Herman of United South Central was his 150th career win. Brandon Ortman's win over Joey Majerus was his 100th career win. A couple of milestone wins in a big way. Ishans will get number two ranked Shane Seward out of Lake City. He's a senior, 35-2, one versus two in the semifinals at 152. The other half of Colton's bracket, third ranked Dietrich Balsbaugh out of Trinity School River Ridge, takes on unranked Leo Bisey out of Minneota High School. Minneota, the Class A team champs this year. At 160, good showing by Section 7. Both reps out of Section 7 have made the semis in the upper bracket. Fourth-ranked Noah Landris of Aitken will face number one Peyton Moore of Jackson County Central. The other semi, Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll, ranked fifth, goes against West Central Area's eighth-ranked Royal Crow. So you're going to really have to listen, or I'm going to have to do a pretty good job of enunciating, because Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, against Crow, K-R-O-W, in one semifinal. I think I'll call them Brad and Royal to avoid any confusion.
Results for match 133, 132-pound triple.
At
Seth Elwood, Apple Valley.
The 170-pound class. No 7A kids there. We do have a one versus two matchup in the semifinal. Zach Carlson, KMS. Luke Norland, Jackson County Central. Carlson, number one. The other bracket, a couple of unranked kids. Cage Tom of St. Clair. Ethan Johnson out of Dilworth, Glendon Felton.
235 at 138 pounds.
Cooper Jedlicka of Black Duck Cass Lake Bina is still alive at 182. Cooper will face second-ranked Nick Richards out of Dover, Eota in the consolation round. At the 195-pound class, holding Ford's Nathan Brinker, ranked second, takes on unranked Cole Hennen out of Minneota. The other half is seventh-ranked Garrett Pemberton. He's from Dilworth, Glendon Felton, over eighth-ranked Carter Van Huven from KMS. Pemberton defeated Alan Bast of Aitken in the quarters yesterday. At 220, Tanner Templin of Black Duck Cass Lake Bina, still alive. He will be going against Tyler Oberg. Oberg ranked ninth. He's from Dilworth, Glendon Felton.
Egan wins by a fall at 518.
And the heavyweight. No 7A kids are there, as both Clint Goddich, Royalton Upsala, Austin Gall of Piers failed to get wrestlebacks there. So we do have Belgrade Butenel Rosa's Ben Furick still alive there. So that is what's coming up here in Class A
Results for match 237, 145 pound.
We are going through AAA. We've had Logan Capon lose a tough one, 5-2 to Wade Sullivan from Lakeville North. That's the only flyer still alive, and he has now since been eliminated. So his tournament comes to an end. We are awaiting Class A, which is coming up next. And these rounds, this is only about an hour-long round. And then they move into the semifinals. So we will take a break. And we're starting to see some of the bigger kids get out on the mat. So it won't be long before we see Zach Scott of Holdingford in action. And that's all coming up. It's State Wrestling on You Are There Sports.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da, 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 da.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
I'm proud to announce this year's Snowball King, the All-State Power Forward, Chris McCafferty.
Well, I hate to say it, but you're going to need a few more crowns. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. If I get a crown, everyone else should too. After all, if it wasn't for Coach convincing me to play basketball, I'd still be a big, lumbering, goofy dude with not a lot to talk about. You deserve a crown, Coach. And my girlfriend, Jenny, she tells me what to wear so I don't look stupid. She deserves one too. And my brother, Pete, where are you, Pete? Come get a crown, buddy. Pete made sure I didn't get made fun of my freshman year. And Greg, thanks for all the rides home, man.
Participation in high school sports teaches students sportsmanship and fairness.
And Brian, dude, remember when you were going to ask Jenny to the prom and you decided not to?
A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Couldn't have done it without you, Mom.
Couldn't have done it without you, Mom. It is state wrestling here at the XL, and we are pretty close to Zach Scott of Holding Ford. They have moved into Class A WrestleBack quarterfinals.
Jacob Timmering.
And I'm peering around the mat. And it looks like Zach Scott might be a match or two away. Right now we've got a mixture of AAA and A matches going on. Scott will face 6th-ranked Joe Fishnick. So 5 versus 6 in the WrestleBacks. The winner places and will wrestle later on. There is another round of consolation action that'll take place after the semifinal round. This session consists of this round of WrestleBacks, which are termed the quarterfinals, then the championship semis, and then consolation semis. The consolation semis determine whether you wrestle for 3rd or 5th place. This round determines if you get a chance to be on the podium. You're guaranteed a top 6 spot if you win your match this round, and that's what Zach Scott is facing.
Correction, Brody Jerome.
So Scott, I'm kind of looking around. There's a lot of teams that wear green. You've got Atwater Cosmos, Grove City, Frazee, Rochester Mayo is green. I mean, that's just off the top of my head, those three that are pretty evident every year down here. Thank you. Starting to get the updated Class AAA brackets. And I don't see Logan O'Lean, the head coach of the Huskers, looking into the various tunnels here. There are 3 of them that enter into the stadium. 1 right below us, and then 2 on the opposite end. The configuration will be changed later on today. Eventually, it'll be down to 3 mats, and that means it's state championships, which are tonight at 7 o'clock. Let's hope we go 4 for 4 today. Zach Scott's match is match number 262. So we're looking for 254, and the closest one I see is 250, so... There's a 251, so we're getting there. Not that far off. Now this morning, I ran into Brandon Ortman. He came down. And he wanted to check out the film of his match with Tanner Reitz, his opponent in the semis. Of course, in this day and age, everything is videotaped. So Brandon picked up the tablet and took it back to his room to study. He lost to Reitz 8-2.
Zach Scott holding for.
So they're calling. There we go. There's Zach Scott and Joe Fishnick. Here we go. They are on mat number six. Here we go with Scott and Fishnick. Zach looks like he's putting on the red ankle strap. They shake hands and they're wrestling. These are 1 minute. First round periods. Fishnick in on the single leg. Drives forward. Scramble. Scrambling is Scott. No points yet. Scott in on the ankle of Fishnick. A lot of energy here. And now Fishnick coming around. Here comes Scott out the back door. Scott and Fishnick. Just a ball of energy. And finally, it's Fishnick that settles in on top and gets the takedown. That scramble lasted about 30 seconds. Anthony Kerr. So it's 2-0 now. Fishnick scores first. 13 seconds left. He elevates Scott and takes him back down to the mat. Now he throws a cross face in. 3 seconds left. And Fishnick will lead 2-0 over Zach Scott of Holdingford after a period. Scott's choice. He defers. And Fishnick chooses down. Fishnick wearing a black singlet with a white broad panel down the right side. Scott in the Husker green with the white stripe down the ribcage area. Scott goes to work, thought about a cradle, now switches to a half. Right arm around Fishnick's waist. Fishnick trying to stand. Scott sinking back down. Now switches off to the left, right hip side. Minute 40. 2-0, Fishnick. Fishnick bracing himself up, sits. Snap back down by Scott. He is assuming control. Still going to that cradle is Zach Scott. Scott is a two-time place winner for the Huskers. Trying to make it three as he wraps up his outstanding career. Still, now he reaches underneath for Fishnick's arm. Doesn't get it. Now rips that near arm back underneath, and that takes all the leverage, and that forces Fishnick right back down to the mat. 1 minute to go, second period. That scramble takedown won by Fishnick. Still the difference. Jared Manson. Cradle try again by Scott. Next up on that number eight, Scott buries that head into Fishnick's rib cage, trying to apply the torque that he needs to turn him. Fishnick now reaches back for Scott's head. Scott throws his leg over the hip. 33 seconds left. Scott not able to lock up the move he wants. Now Fishnick is on his feet and escapes. He got away. 3-0, Joe Fishnick, Wyndham Mountain Lake. They're both on their feet now. 17 seconds left. Scott grabs the wrist. Each man, hand behind his opponent's head. There's a fireman shot by Scott. Came up empty. He's back on his feet. Did that quick little slide under. And time runs out. 3-0, Fishnick after two. 2 minutes left for Zach Scott. Shot in by Zach. Fishnick dropped down to defend. He got lower than Zach. Tom Teller. Now Scott blocks an attempt by Fishnick, and they're back. Here's a trip try by Scott. Russian tie. Now here comes Scott. Here comes Fishnick as well. Another scramble here like we saw in the first period. Who will win this one? Fishnick coming around. He's got back points. He's going to get back points on Scott. He won another scramble. He's going to be up 8-0. He's going to get the takedown and 3 near fall. Just a couple of scrambles that didn't go Zach Scott's way here in this match. He's still, and there's the pin. Joe Fishnick and Zach Scott's run at the state tournament with a third period pin. So Zach Scott closes out his high school career this morning. And Joe Fishnick moves on to the semifinals of the consolation round and guarantees that he'll be on the podium tonight.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sport.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledgeable teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Okay, we are back at the XL Energy Center, and the two young men we were hoping would get on the podium will not, as both Logan Capon and Zach Scott see their seasons end with losses here in the consolation rounds, AAA and A respectively at 126 and 132. So that will end this session for us. Coming up about 10:45, or about 40 minutes from now, they will start the championship semifinals. Brandon Ortman, Colton Eichens from Piers, Brad Kroll, Royalton Uppsala, Nathan Brinker of Holdingford, all in action. That's at 10:45 this morning. So we will shut her down for now and come back in, let's say, 35 minutes. 10:40. We will be back with semifinals, trying to get to the championship. That's all coming up right here. State Wrestling, you are their sports.